come to recognize some attitudes that we have in Adventism. And believe it or not, there is a percentage of Adventism that believes that prophecy is not understood until it comes to pass. There's no reason for prophecy if that's the case.
Amen.
Prophecy is going to allow us to discern what's ahead, because that is the tool that allows us to walk through end time events. So don't let anyone tell you that the events of the future are not going to be understood until they're the events of the past. Prophecy allows us to understand a certain amount of the future. Next quote, Signs of the Times, June 24th, 1889. We should be awake to discern the signs of the time and to give warning to the people. If I don't know what's just ahead of me, there's no way that I can warn you. If we're required to give warning to the people, this is just another way of saying that prophecy allows us to know what's coming. That's what the warning's all about, is these end time events. And we understand these end time events through prophecy. Next quote, Signs of the Times, October 1st, 1894. God would have us study the events that are taking place around us and compare them with the predictions of His Word in order that we may understand that we are living in the last days. We want our Bibles and we want to know what is written therein. The diligent student of prophecy will be rewarded with clear revelations of truth, for Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." I want to remind us of this quote all the way through, because sometimes with some of the material we'll look at, particularly in the last presentation, you can get criticism from some that say, you're spending too much time worrying about the messages of Mary or the messages in spiritualism, and that isn't truth. We're supposed to focus on the truth. And there's a certain amount of correctness with that attitude. But we have, as our ability allows us, we need to understand those events as they relate to prophecy. So we will take some time to look at some messages that are coming through the so-called Virgin Mary. The next one, from The Great Controversy, page 371. One saying of the Savior must not be made to destroy another. Though no man knoweth the day nor the hour of his coming, we are instructed and required to know when it is near. We are further taught that to disregard this warning and refuse or neglect to know when the advent is near will be as fatal for us as it was for those who lived in the days of Noah, not knowing when the flood was coming. Brothers and sisters, not only will we discern the events of the future, and not only are we required to give a warning to those around us about those events, if we refuse to understand those events, we will be paralleling those that did not get on Noah's Ark. This is a life or death rule that we must pursue as students of prophecy. In other places, Sister White says, we are all called to be students of prophecy. It does not matter what